Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
What's going on, y'all? It's Mike Styles, and I'm back with another episode of the Mike Styles Experience. Make sure that you download and share this from your favorite platform to listen to podcasts on. Thanks for doing that for me, and thanks for taking the time to check me out. So, man, I know it's been a minute. I think by the time this come out, it'll be exactly 2 weeks since I did a episode. Been dealing with a lot of stuff. been dealing with, I don't know what it was, man. It's like, man, I had real stuffy nose, still trying to get over that. The wife's been sick, all these different things. So I got up this morning and just pretty much said, fuck it. You know, I want to do an episode. And I'm feeling a lot better. But anyway, I wanted to talk about being famous, you know, and the price that you pay for fame. You know, it seems like every time we turn around, somebody's trying to be famous or go viral for something. And, you know, I don't think that a lot of us or a lot of people consider the downsides of being famous. You know, the only thing that people seem to focus on are the benefits. And I think by now we're all too familiar with the benefits of being famous. And money is one of the major factors why people are consumed by the idea of fame. But I won't touch on that. But what I do want to touch on are the downsides or the price that you pay for fame. But what's the price that you pay? And the first thing that came to my mind when we're talking about the price that you pay for fame, you got to look at your freedom and privacy, right? We're all free to go anywhere that we want to go, you know, do what we want to do. And I think we all deserve privacy and freedom. But when you're famous, and depending on your level of fame, you lose a bit of your freedom and privacy. And the crazy thing is that some people, they think that when you become famous, you give up or you sacrifice certain rights and that your life becomes fair game. It's not that, you know, that your life is just fair game, right? It's the lives of your family and the friends and the people around you that are close to you. You know, their lives, you know, kind of get thrown into that as well. And with the age of the internet and social media, anybody can be famous, you know, and everybody's scrutinized, right? And so that's something I think people have to think about when they chase fame. You know, think about how it affects your children and just people close to you and not just yourself. And again, depending on the level of fame, you have to prepare for your freedom and privacy to be under a microscope. Your life is under a microscope. The lives of those around you are under a microscope. Everything that you do, every place that you go will be invaded. You know what I'm saying? You want to take the kids to the park? You want to enjoy a quiet dinner, take a trip overseas, or just do something as simple as going to the grocery store. If you're famous, prepare to have those activities disrupted. This next one, though, it kind of ties in with freedom and privacy, but safety. that's another price that you're going to pay. And I'm not saying that you won't be safe, but there are a lot of weirdos out there. They have access to the internet and social media too. And your safety is one of those things that you have to be cautious about when you're famous. I mean, you have to be cautious about it when you're not famous, but safety should be important, especially when you're famous, you know, because there's a an extra layer of precaution that you have to take. You know, think about all the money that you have to spend on security. You have to invest in like the best security systems, the security teams. And that's if you have the resources. And even with those resources, it still doesn't guarantee that you'll be safe. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we've seen a lot of times where you get these weird individuals where they've broken into, you know, a famous person's home. Or they kind of jumped the wall or breached some kind of security barrier. And we even seen where some famous people have been killed by these, I don't know, deranged fans. You know what I'm saying? But if fame is something that you want to chase, you know, you got to be aware of the potential safety issues that might come up because of that fame. Now, another price that you'll pay for fame is that you will lose and gain relationships. And it may happen multiple times, you know. But I think that it's magnified, you know, 100 times or multiplied 100 times when you're famous, you know. I mean, because we all lose and gain relationships, but when you're famous, it's multiplied 100 times, right? Exposure to fame can have a negative impact on your relationships. You know, people close to you, they might feel ignored, jealous, angry, and they may feel robbed of that relationship because of your fame. And I think that's why, like, so many famous people, they usually kind of associate with each other. Because, I mean, with fame, there's no doubt, fame and wealth, you know, with those things, your circles and your environments tend to change. And I think it's just easier, you know, for other famous people to kind of associate with each other because you have a situation where the other person, they're able to kind of relate a little bit better. So if you're looking to become famous, you may have to get comfortable with losing and gaining new relationships, right? Now, here's something else that I want you to think about when you're chasing fame or when you're famous, right? Be on the lookout for fake people and yes men, right? You see, when you get to a level of being well known, people will start to come out of the woodwork. People that you don't know and some that you might know. But it's going to be kind of hard to distinguish the genuine from those that are just around because of your status. And like I said, you got to watch out for yes men. And I'm talking about the people who will, you know, support you without any type of pushback, you know, criticism or a different opinion. Even when you're wrong, they'll still agree with you because, you know, they're along for the ride and they don't want to do or say anything that's going to jeopardize that ride. So the price that you pay is that you have to be constantly on guard, analyzing every individual around you. And that shit right there can be nerve wracking because you don't know who to trust. You know, you're sitting there wondering if this person or that person is only around because, you know, they genuinely want to be around, or is there some kind of other agenda that they're trying to pursue? And finally, I don't know if this one is a price, but, you know, I just want to kind of put this one out there. And that's because when you're famous or whatever, people will pray for your downfall. They want you to be down and out. They want you to hit rock bottom. You know, some people seem to kind of relish on that or relish in that. And, you know, it's just weird for sure. But here's the thing. The thing is that once you're famous, you can't be unfamous. I don't even know if that's a word. But anyway, we're going to run with it. But you can't unfame yourself. Even when you're doing the same shit that, you know, even when you're not doing the same shit that, you know, made you famous. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you kind of, you know, fall out the spotlight, or you just kind of stop doing the things that made you famous, and you try to go back to like a normal type of life, somebody out there that you come across is going to recognize you. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. What's that thing? What happened with the guy from the Cosby Show? Jeffrey Owens. He played Elvin on the Cosby Show, where I think this was like a few years back, where people, you know, they tried to shame him because he was working at Trader Joe's, and they like took pictures of him working there, you know. And I guess what they were trying to do is make it seem like, you know, the brother had fallen on hard times and he was down and out or some shit. But it didn't work, because all that did was just kind of push him back into the spotlight, you know. And those weirdos out there that was, you know, looking for him to kind of be, I guess, down and out, and they were looking for some kind of down and out story, they didn't get it. But that's the type of shit that you have to deal with when you're famous. You understand what I'm saying? For me, I don't want to be famous. I'm too much of a private person, and you know, I like it that way. I don't think that I could deal with being famous. You know what I'm saying? You know? So, you know, just something to kind of think about. You know, if you're out here chasing fame, you got to look at the downside, you know, to it. You know, we can't get so caught up with, ooh, I'm gonna be famous, and you know, and plus, you know, I don't think that you get to choose fame. I think it chooses you. But yeah, it was just something that I was kind of thinking about, that I had on my mind, just kind of reading a lot of interesting stories about the price of fame. And you know, like I said, we only seem to be comfortable, or we only seem to recognize the advantages and not so much the disadvantages, you know, from fame and just being well known. You know what I'm saying? But if it's something that you want to chase, I mean, you know, go after it. But just be cautious about all the downsides that come with it. And that's with anything in life. So, until next time, take care of each other, take care of yourselves, and peace, y'all.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla speed test intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.